Dear children, I am MP Murali, TGT English and Social Science, AECS Kudankulam. Honeysuckle, Class 6th English, Lesson 3, Tarot's Reward. Tarot's Reward is a popular fairy tale in Japan. This is a story about a thoughtful and loving son. He wanted to fulfill the wishes of his father. Taro was a poor boy. He earned money by chopping wood from the jungle. But the money he earned was not sufficient for him and his parents. One day, it started growing cold wind. All people in the home felt cold due to wind passing from the tracks of wooden house. His father wished if he could have some sake to energize his heart. Sake is a popular and costly drink of Japan. Taro was sad as he did not have money to buy the expensive sake. He decided to work hard. Next day, he woke up early and went to the forest to chop woods. Suddenly, he heard the sound of falling water. It perplexed him as there was no river here earlier. Since he was also thirsty, he followed the sound of water. He found a waterfall behind the rock. He went near the water and put his hand in the water. He put some water to his lips. To his amaze, he discovered that the plain water was not water, but sake. He became happy and filled some sake in his pitcher. Upon reaching the house, he gave his sake to his father. The father sipped the sake and started dancing with joy. A neighbor came in the evening. Father offered her a cup of sake. The woman happily took the sake. Then Taro told her all about the magic of waterfall. Now the woman spread the news all the people in the village. Every villager rushed to Taro's home and tasted the sake. Next morning, Taro woke up early. He searched the biggest pitcher and went to the waterfall. To his surprise, he found that all other villagers were also going to the waterfall. Soon, people reached the waterfall and tasted the water. But they found that water of the waterfall was not sake, but plain water. People became angry and decided to drown Taro into water. Taro hid himself in the forest to escape their anger. When they had gone, he tasted liquid himself. It was the same fine sake. The waterfall was giving Taro sake, while to other villagers it was giving plain water. The story of Taro's care for his parents reached the king. He rewarded Taro 20 pieces of gold. Then he named the most beautiful fountain of the city after Taro. This was to encourage other children to take care of their parents. The moral of the story is that we should take care of the parents and elders. God helps only those persons who take good care of their parents.
Hope you have understood the story very well. Now let us comprehend the story. Who was Taro? Taro was a woodcutter. He lived with his father and mother on a lonely hillside. He was a thoughtful son and wanted to give his old parents everything they needed. What made Taro sadder than ever one day? One day, everyone in the house felt cold. His father expressed his desire to get a cup of sake, as it would warm him. This made Taro sad because sake was very expensive. He knew that he could not get money to buy sake. Why did Taro run in the direction of the stream? Taro ran in the direction of the stream because he heard the sound of a falling water. earlier, he had neither heard nor seen any stream nearby. So he ran to see what it was. Why was there a long procession of visitors to the Taro's house in the evening? Each man in the village heard the story of Sig. So there was a long procession of visitors to the woodcutter's house. Each of them took a sip of Sig. What was the surprise that Taro could find next day in the forest? He found that all his neighbors were there. They were carrying pitchers, jars and buckets. Did the villagers get sick? No. One of the villagers tasted the water from the waterfall. He found that it was not sick but plain water. Why did the waterfall give Taro sick and the others water? The waterfall gave sick to Taro because he was a thoughtful son. It was his reward for his care of his old parents. Since no one else had that quality, they got only cold water. Why did villagers want to drown Taro? The villagers wanted to drown Taro because they thought that they had been tricked by him. Taro had told them that the waterfall gave sick. They were getting cold water only. Why did the emperor reward Taro? The emperor rewarded Taro for being very good and kind towards his parents. This was emperor's way to encourage all children to honor and obey their parents. What is the moral of the story? The moral of the story is that we would take care of our parents and elders. God helps only that person who takes good care of their parents. Thank you.